all the hits. I don't know. That's just, I just feel like dancing. Play that. Yeah, just a little bit louder, please. Yes! It is Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 6:10. It's Friday. I don't know about you, but I woke up this morning. I couldn't get out of bed.
Really?
I'm sorry. I looked out the window. I saw it was some snow in Windsor, a little bit of sleet. It was cold. I was like, really? Are you messing with me, Mother Nature?
Well, here's the deal.
Here's the deal with me.
I sleep with the window open.
Oh, I would love that.
So the first thing I did was I immediately jumped out of bed with excitement on my face.
You did?
Waiting to see the snow out there, and it was just rain.
Yeah.
I was so bummed.
So it was just rain in East Hampton.
Yeah.
It was mostly rain in Windsor, too, but it was like that thick, slushy rain.
Yeah, it was like it was almost trying to snow, but it just didn't want to.
I kind of put one leg out, you know, of the covers.
Yes.
And I tried to touch the floor with just one leg, and then I cried a little tear, and then I jumped right out.
All right, it's Friday.
I know. I'm so excited. It is Friday. Rain and snow showers today. Temperatures in the 40s, but much nicer for the weekend. We do have Greg standing by who wants to be on Second Date Update Walmart Job.
All right. I'm excited and ready for this.
Second Date Update. If you go on a first date, lots of good first dates lately. The weather's getting better, you know. COVID restrictions are loosening a little bit. So he went on this great first date. He wants to go on a second date, but he got ghosted. So that's why he called us.
All right.
We're going to get answers. We're going to talk to Greg in Ellington, and then we're going to call his date. Second Date Update on the way next. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It's just about time for Second Date Update. Are you ready, Walmart Joe?
I am ready.
Well, Second Date Update is basically you go on a first date, you have a great time, and you want to see that person again, but you never hear from them again. You're left wondering what the hell happened.
Yeah.
That's Second Date Update. We get answers. We're going to Ellington this morning. Greg is standing by to tell us about a great first date he went on. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome to the show. Oh, my gosh. I hope we can help you out today, Greg.
Me too, seriously.
Oh, my God. I just love making love matches, and it's been difficult the last year. So,
Greg, this date must have been spectacular if you want to be on Second Date Update.
It was. It was pretty great. You know, we had a great time. Went out with this girl, Stacy, and not only did we have a good time, we went to the driving range, which she was super into. She's really beautiful. I mean, we really just had like a really chill, nice time. It was a beautiful day. So I'd love to hopefully connect with her, see her again.
Okay, so it was a great date. You went to the driving range. Conversation was great. Have you reached out to her for a second date? Like, have you even tried asking her?
Yeah, okay. I went old school, picked up the phone, left her a message, and haven't heard back. So,
let me ask you a question on this date at the driving range. Did you show her how to hold the club, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we both pretended like she needed help with that, so that was cool for a little bit.
All right.
I love this date. I mean, the weather's been perfect. Driving range is kind of fun because you can still talk to each other. And I don't know. I think it sounds like a great date. And if you were that interested in her, I want to call her and find out because going old school, I love that. You're not getting a text. You're not getting a DM. It's like you're picking up the phone and actually calling somebody. That's awesome. So, all right.
Yeah, hopefully she's into it.
I hope she is, too. This is what we're going to do, Greg. I'm going to call up Stacy. I'm going to just ask her to be honest. I'm going to ask her what she thought about the date and ask her why she hasn't responded to your message. You're going to be listening in, and at any point, you can absolutely jump in and talk to her, or I'll bring you in, okay?
Cool, thank you.
Okay, all right. Hold on, Greg. I'm going to call her up. You'll be listening in. I want to get to the bottom of this. This guy sounds fun. I'm loving it. Calling up Stacy.
All about gripping the club right.
Just call. All right, it's ringing.
Four.
Hello.
Hi, is this Stacy?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, it's Courtney.
Hey, Stacy, it's Walmart Jeff.
And we are calling from Kiss 95.7. You are on the radio.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Stacy. I'm hoping you're familiar with the show. And if you are, then you know that we're doing something called Second Date Update, which means somebody goes on a first date, they make a connection, they want to see that person again, but they get ghosted, they call us. And you, my friend, are on Second Date Update.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
So sounds good.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't got on too many dates, so what's up?
Okay. Well, I'm going to fill you in, and I just want you to be honest. Like, just be honest, lay it on the line.
Okay.
Greg called us. He said, you guys went on a date. Yes, you went to the driving range. Now, I got to tell you, he said it was a great date. He said, you're gorgeous, and it was great conversation. And he said he even called you and left you a message for a second date. So how did you think the date went?
I mean, he's not wrong. It was a great date. Like, okay. And honestly, I felt a connection too. Like, he's, you know, he's hot and he has a great personality. So I guess I just was like thinking, you know, summer's coming and now that COVID restrictions are starting to go away, and I was just talking with my girlfriends and we're like, yeah, let's just keep our options open this summer. Have some fun.
Okay. And, all right. Wait. Wait a minute. All right. So, Stacey, you had a good time on the date. You thought he was good looking as well.
What, are you going to hoe around this summer? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just want to have some fun. It's like, gosh, we've been cooped up for so long and haven't been able to date. It's like, you just like jump in with the first guy you kind of meet. I don't know.
I get it.
Yeah,
are you afraid, Stacey, that he wants something serious right off the bat? Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely got the vibe that that's what he was more into. Like, he wanted something more serious. Okay. And so I don't know.
Sorry, I got to stop you. It's Greg. Listen, I'm polite, but I'm a dude. I want the exact same things as you. Like, we could just hang out and have fun. It doesn't need to be serious at all. We can just take it as it comes and see other people at the same time. I get that, you know, pandemic ending, need to get out there vibe. So, truly.
I love it. I love it.
All right.
Stacey.
Okay. I guess I didn't expect that. Yeah, like, I mean, if you're cool with still dating but hanging out, like, I guess I'm cool with that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sorry if I made you feel like any other kind of pressure. I didn't mean to do that. So I'd love to just keep having fun and hanging out.
Okay. I just got to say one thing. I love this. Listen, it was a little bit of miscommunication. And I love the fact, Stacey, that Greg went old school and left you a message, but maybe that's where you thought he wanted things a little more serious. Here's the deal. I'm going to pay for the second date. You guys should go out. Have a fun summer. It sounds like you're both on the same page.
For sure.
Definitely. Thank you. Yeah.
And from the sounds of it sounds like casual sex is making a comeback.
Stop.
Oh, my God. Don't talk about that.
Yeah,
fun
don't talk about
really
that.
Mean sex.
All right. I'm going to put you guys on hold, and I am going to pick up the tab for the next date. You guys, thank you so much for being on Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Olivia Rodrigo, driver's license, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. It's Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:40. It's time for your Hollywood report, and Hollywood coming to Connecticut once again, this time in Noank. A movie started filming there at Carson's Store. I guess Carson's Store has been around since like the 1900s, Walmart Josh.
Oh, really?
It's been there for a long time.
Wow.
They transformed Carson's Store into the Sand Dollar Cafe.
Oh.
Part of a Hallmark movie called Sand Dollar Cove.
All right.
And it stars Chad Michael Murray. And he's been walking around and having coffee with folks. And you can check out how the filming is going in Noank at kiss957.com/Courtney.
That's pretty cool.
But it sounds like a movie I want to watch. Like, I do like Hallmark movies, but Sand Dollar Cove, that's got to be about a surfer, hot surfer, and the beach.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Totally in. I don't know, but I'm guessing. Alex Rodriguez says goodbye to J-Lo in a special tribute post. They officially announced their split yesterday, and A-Rod then posted a video showing photos on his dresser of his favorite moments with J-Lo. He is so sad. He should not have cheated. I'm sorry. I know that he cheated with that girl, Madison LaCroix, from Summer, whatever that show is, a reality
Southern
show.
Charm.
Yeah, Southern
Bravo.
Charm. Yes. He was a cheater. So,
He's going to be a sad sack, too. We're going to see more of this in the coming weeks.
Yes, you've got to see the video. It is sad. It's just him panning across his bedroom with, like, photos of J-Lo everywhere. You can check it out on our blog. And Katy Perry up last night and not happy, tweeting, social media is trash. Social media is the decline of human civilization. In 2017, she said, I can't wait till Instagram culture is over so we can get back to our lives. But she's still on social media.
Yeah, I love how when people trash social media, they go to social media.
To trash it. I know. It's so bizarre. But you can see those posts right now, more on all of these stories. Kiss957.com/Courtney. Ooh, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. That can only mean it is 6:50 and that it's time for good news. It is Friday morning. If you've got good news, maybe you're taking the day off. That would be good news. Maybe you have something special planned over the weekend. Good news. Call us. Tell us your good news. We do it every single weekday at this time. 860-247-9570. Good news if you wake up to us every morning.
I do.
So do I. There's a new study at Walmart, Jeff, that says waking up to your favorite music or radio station not only helps you feel less groggy, but it puts you instantly in a good mood to slay your day.
That's pretty cool.
I love that. And if you didn't know, your smart speaker can also wake you up to your favorite station.
That's
you could
right.
tell Alexa to wake you up at a certain time every day to Kiss 95.
That's pretty cool. I, like
I love it, love it, love it. So if you're waking up to us every morning, thank you. And you're going to just slay your day today. What is your good news, Walmart Jeff?
I actually have personal good news, Courtney.
Again? Why
Again?
Don't I ever have any? I've got none ever.
I would just like to wish my parents, John and Margaret, a happy anniversary. Their anniversary is tomorrow, but they'll be celebrating 50 years of marriage.
Okay. This is I was going to say it has to be a big one because I don't know how long you and I have known each other. You've never wished your parents a happy anniversary. You've never mentioned an anniversary.
No, I always forget, but tomorrow is their 50th anniversary.
God, I love it.
It's a long time to be married to the same person.
Oh, and they're in love. And I love that.
I wouldn't say that.
What are you getting them? You have to get them a gift.
I'm not getting them anything, but I know my dad is taking my mom to Pizza Palace in Enfield for a couple pictures of Bud Light.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, the romance is still alive.
I love it. Happy anniversary, Walmart family. I love it. Hey, if you've got good news, share with us. Maybe it's your anniversary too. 860-247-9570. Hey, it's time for good news. Welcome to Kiss. What's your name?
I'm Allie.
Allie! Where are you calling from, Allie?
How did you work in Windsor Lock?
Fantastic. Do you have good news, Allie?
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday! I love it. Allie, where do you work in Windsor Locks?
AOL Home Services. I just started a new job last week.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
So you've got a lot of good news. A new job, and it's your birthday, Allie.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you. Are you going to do anything special for your birthday today?
Just the family dinner at my house.
Aww.
Maybe your new coworkers should take you to the Blackboard Cafe for a couple cocktails after work.
Yes.
That would be cool.
You could pop into the Rhino. It's right there, too. It's not bad. Or, you know, whatever. Allie, thank you so much for sharing. Congratulations on your new job and happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Happy
thank
Friday.
You.
All right. If you've got good news, share it with us. 860-247-9570. I love hearing good news. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Odette. How are you?
Odette, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Watertown, Connecticut.
I love that. Do you have good news for us?
I do. It's the last day of school before my April break.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, it's been a really trying year as a teacher, and we are so excited to have this little break.
I am so excited for you. And where do you teach?
I teach at Generali School in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Yay!
Nice.
I hope everybody there going on spring break has a nice spring break, relaxing. And listen, thank you so much for what you guys do. I mean, it has been a trying year for teachers for sure. I can't even imagine being a teacher. I can't.
Thank you so much. We love what we do, but we are sure excited.
Yes, you're excited
about being home and relaxing a little bit.
Yes, I'm excited for you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful spring break. And thank you so much for what you do. And thank you for calling.
Thank you. We love Kiss 95.7.
All right, it's almost time for the Stun Gun Pop Quiz.
Oh, God, no.
On Kiss 95.7 with my mother, Gail. My stun gun is charged up. It's on a 6-foot pole. Well, my mother has to answer questions about the show. You know, she has to listen all week.
Yeah.
If she gets them right, great. If she doesn't, I get to stun Walmart Jeff in the jawline today.
It seems like because it's connected to the pole, there's like more juice to it.
Well, good morning.
It is a metal pole. Good morning, Mommy.
How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm fine.
I see Dad let you out of the basement.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi, Dad.
Hey.
Well, I say that because last time we had the Stun Gun Pop Quiz, Mom, Dad said you were off running an errand. It was awfully early in the morning. And so I figured he probably just had you locked in the basement for a little bit.
Well, he probably did. I forgot.
That's
a good suggestion. Thanks, Court.
All right. Especially if she's forgetful. But, Mom, do you know that Dad got every single question right when he filled in for you?
As I heard.
Okay.
Yeah, he did a great job. You have a lot to live up to right now.
Lots of pressure.
Oh, God. I'm still waiting for that check, Walmart.
Yeah, it's 4 to 6 weeks. We'll mail
you
that check.
Okay. Oh, wow.
All right. So, Stun Gun Pop Quiz, my mother, Gail, my dad, JP, is back up. Are you going to, now that Dad has proved himself, Mom, filled in when you were MIA last week, got all three questions right, are you going to defer to him if you don't know the answer?
I always do.
Okay.
But remember, he reads my notes.
Okay. All right, that's okay. He's still getting them right.
Yeah.
And you're reading your own notes and not getting them right. There's a problem.
He was lucky, that's all.
Okay. Anyway, it is time for the Stun Gun Pop Quiz with my mother, Gail. My dad, JP, is back up. Question number one, Mommy. What is Walmart Jeff's daughter getting? His daughter's getting something real soon.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, Courtney's got the warning light on.
The warning light. It's like a warning light. I just pointed at him.
Well, you know what? Is her birthday coming up?
No.
No. She's getting something. What do you think it is?
Does it have something to do with TV?
No.
Oh! I was going to say earrings. Ears.
Oh!
Well, what is the answer?
Braces.
She's getting braces.
Oh, braces. Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know how I missed that.
Well, you weren't listening. That's how.
All right.
Yes, I was. If I have to go to the bathroom, I take my phone with me.
Okay, well, you're not reading your notes properly then. Okay. All right. Stun Gun Pop Quiz, my mother, Gail. My dad, JP, is back up. Question number two. What has been the number one food over the last year?
Oh, my God,
that's the
Courtney,
pandemic.
You are killing
they
me.
They came out with a list of foods, and this one is surprisingly the number one food.
Can you just tease me now?
Oh, boy, I am really not doing well.
You're not going to get it.
I'm going to say pizza.
Mom?
What?
I would have said pizza, too. Believe it or not, pizza wasn't even in the, what, top 10 Walmart?
Pizza was not in the top 10.
So the number one food since the pandemic started is apparently mashed potatoes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
I think that's
that would be at the bottom of my list.
Yeah, but I think it's like a comfort food, and I know that you make the best mashed potatoes, and when I want to, you know, when I'm needing a little comfort, sometimes I actually make your recipe of mashed potatoes, Mom.
Yeah, but I wonder what they're putting them with.
Who knows?
Who
they're
cares?
Just eating mashed potatoes. Walmart's upset. Can you get this last one, Mom, right, so I don't have to zap them?
I hope so.
Stun Gun Pop.
Make it easy.
Stun Gun Pop Quiz, my mother, Gail. My dad, JP, is back up.
Courtney's already got the warning light on.
What did the police in Plymouth, Connecticut just capture?
Your beefalo.
Oh, yes. Thank goodness.
Yay.
I can't believe he's been out there a year.
I know. It makes me think we should just let him live. Maybe he just wants to be a free-range beefalo.
I mean, was he in the woods or what?
Yeah, he
just
was
walking around Plymouth, Connecticut.
Yeah, was stopping in some fields, you know, going into the woods, having a snack here or there, and apparently he's.
I wonder how he made it with the storm.
Yeah, who knows? He's a beefalo.
He's a beefalo.
He's a beefalo. All right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad he's okay.
You got one right, Mom.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'm sorry for you, Courtney, but not Jeff.
You should be sorry for Jeff.
Oh, what? Jeff. Boy, that's sexist.
That's okay. I'm used to it.
But better luck next time, Mom.
All right. I love you guys.
All right. We love you, too. I'm glad you're out of the basement. Dad, I love you, and we'll talk
love
to you guys
you
later.
Too. I hope
day.
You guys have a good weekend.
Pop, Smoke, all of the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. So strange waking up and seeing sleet. Like, there wasn't like fluffy snow in Windsor. There was nothing in East Hampton where you are, right, Walmart Jeff?
Nothing.
But there was some sleet in Windsor for sure. Snow in some areas. Rain in. Some snow showers on and off today. Temps in the 40s. Coming up, I've got that nationwide keyword for you to enter at kiss957.com so you can win $1,000. And I'm going to give you that keyword. But first, let's do Walmart Jeff's Jump.
Yeah, so what do dinner and a movie have in common, Courtney?
I feel like that would be like a nice date.
Yeah, it's like
it's
a good
a date.
Name.
Dinner and a movie. Date.
Yeah, I guess that's something they have in common. But I was looking for, they're one of life's simple pleasures that we enjoy. So I have a list, and this is pretty sad. So we only experience about 8 simple pleasures that we enjoy each week. Yes, Courtney.
I'm raising my hand because I want to ask you, what is your, do you have a simple pleasure, Walmart Jeff?
Yeah, when my wife and kids leave the house for an extended amount of time.
That's horrible.
No, it's not.
That is not a good simple pleasure.
Being by, I love being alone. I could be alone forever. That is my simple pleasure. Do you have a simple pleasure?
I do. My simple pleasure is taking my dog for a walk and feeling the sun on my face.
All right, vitamin D.
As long as he's not like stopping to pee every 2 seconds, he's got to stop reading the newspaper. I call it reading the newspaper when I take the dog
for a
walk.
Why is that?
Because he has to sniff everything. It's like for dogs, it's like reading the newspaper.
Oh, it is?
Who's in town? Who's been here? Oh. Do I have to pee on what they're peeing on? Is anybody sick? Is anybody not sick? Who had a baby? Like, but yeah, my simple pleasure is walking the dog on a sunny day.
All right, so these simple pleasures only last about a minute, and I'll give you a list of the top simple pleasures.
They only last about a minute?
Yeah, each one. We only have 8 a week, and they last about a minute.
Oh, my God, okay.
Getting a delivery in the mail. Love getting deliveries in the mail.
You're right. That has become a simple pleasure this last year for me.
I go to the mailbox, and I know I'm never expecting anything.
But
and
your
it's
wife
always,
is.
Yeah, my wife is. But it's always bills when I go there. When right. it's something other than bills, I'm
nice.
Like, yay.
Okay.
Not setting the alarm on the weekend or
yeah.
on your day off.
That is a good. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Home cooking.
Yeah.
Also,
I wish somebody would do it for me, but yeah.
And the top simple pleasure here, Courtney.
Yes.
Is wearing an outfit that makes you feel good.
Yes. I haven't done that in so long. Yes.
And I can see that one only lasting a minute because my wife always does. She goes, damn, I look good in this. And like about a minute later, she goes, ah, my ass looks big in this.
I feel horrible.
Yeah.
I love those. So those are our simple pleasures.
Yep.
You know, a simple pleasure would be like somebody giving you money as well.
Yeah, that would
like
be.
Just handing you a check for $1,000. I've got your chance to win $1,000. All you need to do is enter the nationwide keyword joy at kiss957.com right now to win.
What's up? This is Charlie Puth, and you're waking up with Courtney and Kiss in the Morning on all the hits, Kiss 95.7.
7:40, time for your Hollywood Report. Alex Rodriguez saying goodbye to J-Lo in a special tribute post.
Oh my goodness, no.
He's going to be crying for a long time. They officially announced their split yesterday. Now, A-Rod, right after that, posted a video showing photos on his dresser of all of his favorite moments with J-Lo. It was just so sad. But listen, he's accused of cheating with Madison LaCroix from, why do I keep forgetting the name of that?
Because nobody watches it.
That's true.
Southern Charm.
Yeah, on Bravo. Whatever. You can see the video. I think he's going to be a sad sack for a while.
You know what's sad is people, they're not going to remember A-Rod's baseball career. They're only going to remember that he was one of J-Lo's exes.
And how sad he was after they broke up.
Yeah.
You can see the video on our blog. Hollywood returning to Connecticut, this time in Noank. A movie started filming at Carson's store in Noank. They actually transformed that store, Walmart Jeff, into something called the Sand Dollar Cafe.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a banging movie.
It's a Hallmark movie. This is called Sand Dollar Cove, and it stars Chad Michael Murray. He's been spotted out as well in Noank, kind of hanging out and having coffee, so that's kind of cool.
All right, let me guess, Courtney. So the plot of this...
Go ahead, tell me, because
what's
I
the
feel
name
like,
of it?
It's called Sand Dollar Cove.
Okay, so Chad Michael Murray is like a big town, big city vet, and he heads to Sand Dollar Cove for a little R&R. And then he ends up falling in love with a woman, and then he opens up a vet shop in Sand Dollar Cove,
yes.
and they live happily ever after.
That could be it. And you know how they meet?
How?
He is surfing,
and
she is walking the beach, and she finds a sand dollar.
Oh.
And then they meet on the beach.
And see, I'm still going to go with my vet theory.
Whatever.
All right. We'll just have to wait.
And more details for Saturday, tomorrow's funeral for Prince Philip. Queen Elizabeth will allow only 30 family members at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle because of COVID safety reasons. But everybody's wondering, Prince William and Prince Harry, they have not talked since Prince Harry and Meghan Markle sat down with that Oprah Winfrey interview. But now I'm hearing the brothers, Prince William and Prince Harry, will not be walking side by side in the funeral procession. They have decided a cousin will be walking between them as a buffer.
Are you serious?
And we can all watch what happens. Coverage starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. If you want to watch it on TV, they're going to cover it. And if you want more on any of these stories, head over to kiss957.com/Courtney. 7:51, all of the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Walmart Jeff hanging out with you on a Friday. And who knew? Rain and snow today. Snow in some areas. A little bit in Windsor this morning on my way to work. It was more like a little bit of a sleet thing, but no snow. No snow where you are in East Hampton either, but there is going to be some snow in some areas. Temperatures in the 40s. It is time for good news, and if you've got good news, we'd love to hear it. Share your good news with us. Maybe there's a celebration that you want to talk about, somebody's birthday, a new job, a baby, 860-247-9570. We do it every weekday at this time. We share good news. And I've got good news if you listen to us when you wake up in the morning.
Okay.
There's a new study out that says if you wake up listening to your favorite music or radio station, not only does it help you feel less groggy, but it puts you instantly in a good mood to slay your day. I added slay your day in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it does. So you just got to remember that. Listen to us and set your alarm. Whatever. I mean, you could tell Alexa to wake you up to us every morning too.
Yeah.
However you want to do it. You could just do your old school alarm or Alexa will do it. Just tell her to wake you up to Kiss 95.7.
I always say the song you hear when you wake up is going to be like how your day is going to go.
Really?
Like if you hear like Driver's License, it's going to be one of those days. Like this morning, and I feel bad for my wife. I woke up to Bruno Mars, Leave the Door Open.
Oh, nice.
So I can only hopefully things go. I know, right?
Poor Barb. All right. So just a little friendly reminder. You can listen on your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play Kiss 95.7 on iHeartRadio. There you go. That's my good news. What's yours, Walmart Jeff?
My good news is personal good news, Courtney. I'd like to wish my mom and dad, John and Margaret, up in Enfield a happy anniversary.
Oh.
Tomorrow, they will be celebrating 50 years of marriage.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
You got to head out today and get my mom a gift.
You need to get your parents a gift. You should. What do you get them? What are you going to get
them? I'm going to stop at one of the smoke shops in East Windsor.
In a package store.
Pick up a carton of Terryton cigarettes
and a
case of Bud Light for my mom and dad.
He's a liar. Anyway.
Some scratch tickets, too.
Happy anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Walmart. And I hope you have a wonderful day. If you've got good news, share it with us. Maybe an anniversary. 860-247-9570. All right, let's get good news. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hey, Courtney. Carrie Glastonbury.
Carrie!
And I'm
Glastonbury.
Hi. I'm interrupting my workout because I just wanted to tell you every morning I listen to you guys, and I'm in the middle of my workout during good news, so I don't ever stop. But I'm purposefully stopping this morning because of your good news. I want to let you know that I work as a nurse, and every morning, especially on War of the Roses days and Second Date Update, and then the stun gun with your mom.
I love that.
That is what I think about that as I'm getting dressed to go into my dark garage to work out.
Well, listen,
you guys keep me going.
Karen,
so thank you.
We appreciate you listening. I appreciate everything you do as a nurse. Oh, my gosh, I can't even comprehend it. And I tell you what, next time we do this stun gun pop quiz with my mother, Gail, can we dedicate it to Kerry working out in Glastonbury?
Thank you. It's so important what you do. You don't understand. It really, I honest to God think about you guys when I'm getting dressed to go in the garage, and that is what makes me say, if you don't get down there, you'll miss it.
Oh,
I love it. If I'm not going to get that out there in the time, I click onto iHeartRadio so I can hear it. You know what I mean? If I'm going to knock it out in time.
I love it.
If you're looking for a workout partner in your creepy garage, I'd be more than happy to
stop by after the show. Ridiculous.
I do work as a personal trainer, but right now I have to do the nursing full time.
Okay.
I love it. Well, Carrie, we appreciate you more than you know. Next week, Stun Gun Pop Quiz with my mother, Gail, is going to be dedicated to Carrie working out in Glastonbury, okay?
Thank you. All right.
Now go slay your day.
Okay, well, thank you.